This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Time to check out what's fresh and what's nostalgic in pop and dance music with Leo Stubbing from the Sound Museum podcast and YouTube channel. Leo, welcome back to Joy Drive.
Hey, Lathan. How are you going?
I am very well, thanks, on this wonderful Friday. It's our radiothon party this afternoon, or this evening.
Oh my God, have fun.
Oh, I intend to.
They're always heaps of fun. I've been to so many of them in the past.
Oh, have you?
Yes, I have. But some new music.
Yeah.
Now, you look like you were not born in the 90s.
No, I was born the decade before the 90s.
Were you?
Yes.
You're so fresh.
Oh, okay. It's the Bobo, darling. It's the Bobo.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, do you remember Robbie Williams when he left Take That?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, around that time, he was going to do like a bit of a Britpop album, because mm-hmm. Britpop was really big at the time, Oasis, Blur, that type of thing. But he covered the George Michael classic Freedom. Mm. And he didn't get to release that Britpop moment until now. Ooh. So his new album is due out later on this year. It's called Britpop. And he's dropped this week the first taster of the project. This is a bit rocky. Ooh. It's got guitars, Latham.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is Rocket.
Shall we have a listen?
Yeah, go for it.
Let's go. I just want to. Oh yeah, this is great. Yep, I'm into that.
Bit of a Britpop moment. Guitars on Joy. Who would have thought?
well, we actually have. We had one. We had a guitar earlier. We had someone play the guitar live in the studio. So there you go. Guitars are making the comeback here on Joy.
Yes. Totally. Now, this next one, I mean, with Rihanna, she's been a bit silent the last few years. Mm. She's started a family. She's pregnant with her third child. Oh,
what's she doing having kids? Like, produce music, Rihanna. Come on. Don't have children.
It's been a long wait since her last album, Anti, in 2016. But she's back with a sort of a new song from a soundtrack. Now, she is voicing Smurfette in the new Smurfs movie.
Ooh.
And this movie is out in July. And this is a taster from the soundtrack.
Yep.
This is new from Rihanna. This is Friend of Mine.
Quite a different vibe from the Robbie song we just heard.
It's totally different, but that's what I do here. I bring you all the new music.
Mm.
For yourselves if you like it or not.
Yep.
That one has been a bit of a mixed emotions online. It's not many lyrics in it and it's sort of very repetitive. So not sure on that one, but that's new from Rihanna.
Okay, yeah. Keep our ears peeled for that one.
Out and proud singer-songwriter Callum Scott from the UK. Gorgeous voice. He loves Australia. In fact, last week he performed with Delta Goodrum in London on one of his concerts, I know. This is brand new for Callum Scott. Yeah. He's got a new album coming out in September, and this is the new single from it. This is Die For You. If the world was on fire, I'd fight it for you. I cry enough water and breathe. All the birds in the sky side wear like tattoos. And if it meant dying, then I'd die for you.
Wow, that's a really lovely song.
Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, that's stunning. Quite moving. Just that little portion. I was like, ooh, a little chill. Yeah.
But I love that bit of a ballad from Callum Scott.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's go back again to the 90s. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Louise, who used to be Maternal?
Oh, you're pushing my memory now. I probably know if I heard.
Well, she was in the girl band Eternal in the 90s. Okay, yeah. And then she left the band and released 3 solo albums. Mm-hmm. And she returned after about a 20-year absence, you know, raising her family and stuff. So she's back with a new album. It's called Confessions. Now, if you love Kylie and you love UK pop music, this album is for you because it's full of those pop bangers. This song I'm about to play for you was co-written by Karen Paul, who's written for Kylie, Danny, Sugar Babes, and our own Jessica Marboy.
Oh.
This is a bit of a taster from Louise's brand new album, Confessions, released today online. This is Borderline.
Oh, right. Like hot off the press.
Yes.
Yes, it's definitely got our Australian pop vibes going there with our what, like our Kylies and our Dannys. You're absolutely right.
Yes, it's brand new for Louise. It's called Confessions. The album's on your favourite streaming service right now.
Ooh.
And on my YouTube channel this week, I've been uncovering some gems from the past. I've been doing a bit of a pet project. I've got all these videotapes and I'm converting them to digital. And I found some throwback interviews with Kylie from 1988 and Janet Jackson and Human Nature from 2004. So you can watch those videos right now on my YouTube channel, Sound Museum AU.
Sound Museum AU on YouTube, that's where we can find it. It was actually funny you were saying about old Kylie interviews. It was only a couple of days ago I was watching YouTube and Kylie's Logie win came up, her first Logie win. And she was so different the way she spoke and the way she moved. That innocence that she had, like obviously now she's very well trained in the media, etc. But it was just so interesting to see how far she's come in her confidence.
And I love watching throwback interviews because you can see, you know, the stars at that time, what they were like and what they were going through. And it's really cool to see Kylie in that environment because she was quite green and quite naive.
Yeah.
I'm just loving discovering all these gems on my videotapes. It's been amazing.
And now you're sharing them with all of us, which is awesome.
I know.
Oh,
so what's up on my YouTube channel? And over on my podcast this week, I'm going back to the 90s and I'm celebrating UI Dance with Real McCoy. Ooh. Now, they had some bangers in Australia. Another Night, Runaway, Love and Devotion. They supported Michael Jackson on his history tour. Mm-hmm. And in Australia, they did a tour with Human Nature and As Yet, back in the 90s. And this track is from 1997, reached number 3 in Australia.
Yeah.
And this is Real McCoy with One More Time.
So this is the one taking us out for this afternoon.
Bit of a throwback. Oh. Enjoy it.
Fantastic, Leo. Thank you so much. That's Leo Stubbing from the Sound Museum podcast and YouTube channel.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.